Hey, this is Yvonne, Yvonne Johnson, Johnson, 10654, 10654, 69-year-old woman who's no longer able to stay by himself, has been moved to a group home. She is single. She has kids, but she doesn't see them very much. She was living by herself in Houston, but because of her her medical issues, she was no longer able to stay. She had lost a tremendous amount of weight, suffers from protein, calorie malnutrition. She's not eating. She was seen in the emergency room, and subsequently the emergency room physician felt like it was time for her to find a different facility. For this reason, social worker has gotten involved and placed her in a group home at this time. Period. New paragraph. I've obtained a lot of information from Geraldine, the group home leader. That's Geraldine, who tells me that Yvonne has been losing a lot of weight. She's confused, especially at nighttime. She was crying a lot, but that's better now. She has a very little appetite. She refuses to eat. She's confused from time to time. She needs help with ADL and definitely wears a diaper because has bouts and bladder of incontinence. Period. New paragraph. Her records indicate that she's had past surgical history consistent with appendectomy, tonsillectomy, and has had evaluation in the emergency room because of the fact that she has hurt herself and has had the suicidal ideation attempts in the past. Period. She also is a heavy smoker but does not drink alcohol and has had a history of drug use in the past. Allergy, codeine, family history, not much known about her mom and dad. Medications include the Risperdal. Risperdal 3 milligram at night, trazodone 50 milligram at night, Zoloft 150 milligram a day, Remeron 7.5 milligram a day, Aricept 10 milligram a day, Alzheimer and COPD to the point that she's short of breath at all the time and has issues with wheezing and such per caretaker, period. She continues to smoke. She doesn't have any oxygen at this time. I found her to be, a COVID immunization. Apparently her immunization is up to date. The patient remembers to be a factory worker, but that's about all she remembers. I'll go back and put down, she tells me she has no children, so no children. During the evaluation, patient is found to be confused at times, but she can be reoriented, period. Blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulses 100, respiration is 18, O2 sats 92% on room air. Heart positive, small positive, stew, lungs, ronchi and rals with wheezes, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or on mucosa with an lesion. Neurological, she's moving all four extremities and sitting there clutching to her purse, showing paranoid behavior and attitudes. Patient is oriented to person at this time. Assessment, 69-year-old woman with a history of Alzheimer's dementia, now with significant weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinent, using diapers, no longer able to live by herself, period. She has a history of history of COPD as well, requiring nebulizer treatment around the clock. Also, psychiatric issues, both consistent with her Alzheimer's dementia as well as bipolar disorder on multiple medications. Next, some suicidal ideation and attempts. Next number is confusion. Next number, what's important is in the past 3 months, patient has lost at least 20 to 25 pounds, no longer able to stay by herself. She requires the help of a caregiver 24/7. She's more short of breath. She refuses to quit smoking. She's becoming much more confused with decreased mentation and issues with ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Overall, she's had a great demise in her condition in the past 3 months. Thank you.